Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Seriously don't know how I got through 4 hours this morning with no coffee and no toasty. I'm still filthy about that.
I know. Like, you have been here running on empty.
For anyone who wasn't in the show, I tried to get some drive-through on the way to work this morning to sustain myself. And I waited 15 minutes in a holding bay and I ended up having to drive off.
With not, and so you've got to go back there today because you've got to, what did they say with the app? Did they cancel your order? Did they wouldn't have charged you, would they? Because they only charge you.
No, I'm pretty sure it's already charged. Yeah, because I was in the holding thing waiting for it.
I'd be penning a letter. I would be writing to the head of this company and saying, oi, 15 minutes for breakfast, not good enough, especially when you were probably one of the only people there.
I know, right? There was like two other cars, seriously.
You could have honestly in that time gone and sourced your own bread, killed your own pig, got the ham out, milked your cow, turned the butter into milk, into butter into cheese.
You know what my favourite thing about radio is? Exaggeration. Yeah. It's really not that much of a problem. But if you miss the show, here's the podcast.
So we're into December now. Yeah. This is now the time of year where all the let's have a look back at 2020's come out. You know, what were the top 10 TV shows of the year? What were the most searched things on Google?
Oh, hang on. You gone in your own search history here?
Oh, yeah, no, we don't want to look at my own search history.
Could be all sorts of debauchery.
Yeah, how can you make recipes out of peanut butter and sultanas? No. So what do you think made the cut? Okay, the most Googled things of 2020.
It's got to be something COVID related, surely.
Definitely.
That's got to be number one. Vaccines or something.
Yep. Coronavirus is not number one. That's number two. Number one, US election. Apparently Australians do care about the US election.
Well, we just wanted to know who was going to be in charge at the end of it all. And it dragged on for so long, we had to keep checking for 4 weeks.
That's right. And it's so entertaining. It's like a circus. I think people watch it. It's like a car crash. It's morbid fascination because you can't believe that it's real. Yeah. And one of these people is going to be the most powerful person in the world. And then, like, it's like in a backyard schoolyard. You're going to take him behind the bike shed and give him a punch up.
He's sitting back just going, do they really believe this is how democracy is supposed to work? Oh, no, sorry, I don't like the outcome of this state, that state, that state, that state. I'm going to take you all to court.
Yeah, that's
like, come on, people.
So what else made the cut? Yeah. Weather tomorrow?
Simple one.
Yeah, yep, always I like to do that. But coming in at number, we had Zoom in there as well. Zoom was number four.
Jeez, because, wouldn't you have liked to have shares in that? And Afterpay at the start of this year, if you had brought into that, you would have been multi-billionaire by now.
If you think about Zoom in 2019, would not have even been in the top 100. No one even knew what it was.
Yep.
Now, number four. Number three, NBA.
I'm glad to say we got our priorities right.
The world is falling apart. Okay, there's a pandemic, unprecedented death and destruction across the world. Oh, I wonder what's going on in the NBA.
Just got to check the scores.
Yeah, what's my favourite team doing? And this is in Australia.
See if my multi got up. That's what it'd be. All those blokes on the punt on a weekend adding a basketball game into their sports bet multis.
Oh, no. So, look, it's good to see that even though the world's fallen apart, we're still thinking about our sport.
Do you know what? There was probably blokes out there that had all three of those things in a sports bet multi, like betting on when the vaccine was going to come out, who was going to win the election, and whether the Celtics were going to get up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you got the trifecta, guys.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I'm going off social media.
Had enough, mate.
Oh.
Going off Facebook.
What's happened?
Well, it has nothing to do with, you know, getting jealous of how great other people's lives are or getting, you know, sucked down the Facebook wormhole that you start stalking people from school. Although I'm doing that. It's Facebook Lemon Marketplace. I'm addicted.
That's the greatest, isn't it?
It's not when you're on your phone at 10:30 at night like I was last night going, ooh, I don't need a rocking chair, but it's only $5, so I'll get that. You should
wait. Where is this rocking chair for $5? I want it.
Well, you can't have it because I've already said I'm going to pick it up today at 11:30. It's sold pending pickup. Thanks very much, Damien.
I commented, so it sold.
Yeah. I've got that, and I've got like a chest of drawers I'm picking up today. Yeah. I'm also picking up a set of crystal glasses. Like, honestly. Yeah. It's horrible. For someone who's an impulse buyer like me, it's probably one of the worst things you can ever do. Because as soon as you see something, you go, is that available? Yes, sold. You can't go back then. You can't say, I want to unsell it. Actually, on closer inspection, I don't need 5 rocking chairs, so maybe I'll unbuy it. Yeah, I feel like I'm obliged to go and pick it up then.
Yeah, I'm imagining at your house at the moment with Milko is kind of like a scene out of The Castle. Like, oh, they've got a rocking chair. How much are they asking? $10. Tell him he's dreaming. Offer 5.
Except it doesn't work like that in my household because my husband doesn't even know. I just turn up with things in my boot. Oh, how much did that cost? Oh, I didn't. I picked it up off the side of the road.
Yeah, but we all know that Mama Jude is well and truly in on this crime with you. I mean, she is your mule. She's the one who goes out and gets all this stuff. You know, she'll be happy when you're off Facebook as well. She gets a break, finally.
Well, she's running out of space in her house, isn't she? She's got no space left in the garage. And Mama Jude, that's actually not a bad idea. I might use her as my scapegoat from now on. Because there's only so many times I can tell my husband that I found a rocking chair or a chest of drawers on the side of the road for free. Mama Jude, it's now going to be on you.
Yeah.
On you all the way, Mama.
If you do take your own advice and you do get off the Facebook marketplace and give yourself a social media ban, just borrow hers. Just log it under her name. Oh, and then you can legitimately say she bought it.
Since she set up her Facebook account in 2008. Not a bad idea.
Oh, at least you'll be looking similar then.
What are you saying? Hang on a minute.
Do I look like I'm
65?
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Life hack.
Damien joining us live from his hotel room in Canberra where his rock star breakfast has just been delivered, which comprises of just about every breakfast food known to man.
It is like a buffet smorgasbord for 10, but it's been delivered to one.
4 sausages for one man.
It's excessive. It's an excessive amount of sausages. The big problem here is I've got fried eggs as well, fried, and they're sunny side up. They're looking great. And they haven't given me a fork, a knife, or a spoon.
Oh,
what do I do?
Poor diddums.
I'm going to have to pick up this food in my hand. I can't be doing that.
No, you can't be doing that. Oh, look, I reckon I've got a life hack for you. Okay, let me look in my archives. All right, no fork. You've got a couple of alternatives here, Damo. Some people suggest that, you know, with the coffee, how you get those little sticks, those Patter Pop sticks. If you use a couple of those, there'll be some makeshift chopsticks for you.
Oh, yeah, the poor man's chopsticks, as they would be.
Did your food come with, like, any, like, alfoil trays or with an alfoil cover or anything?
Well, there is a little bit of alfoil, yeah, a little bit.
Because you can actually fashion that into a spoon or a fork. Wow.
It's like I've been quarantined here for 40 days. I'm fashioning my own fork. Can you show me how to make a toaster as well?
Yeah, I can turn the aircon to really hot and then shove the bread in those little slots and then it should be toast in no time. Oh, the other alternative, your coat hanger. You got a coat hanger in the cupboard, pull that out and just use a corner of that and that'll work as a spoon.
I love all the life hacks. I don't know where those coat hangers have been. It's a high-risk manoeuvre.
Look, man, I did not say any of this was hygienic or that wouldn't end with you with egg literally all over your face and down the front of your shirt. But hey, it's worth a try. Hey.
I mean, I'm no expert on the life hack, but I'd probably just call reception and say, can you send up a knife and fork?
No, you're roughing it, Damo, today. You are man v. wild, so you need to get your coat hanger out of the cupboard.
I just want to get out of this lap pool. Once I get out of the lap pool, then I'll go mad.
Oh, can you stop fanning Damien with that palm frond?
Send the masseuse away. Wait till after the show, mate.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I'm gonna let you in behind the iron curtain of what goes on touring. There is an etiquette when you're touring.
Yeah, right, because you right now are in Canberra. You've got a special for, was it Channel 7?
Channel 7, it's airing this Saturday.
Yeah,
but,
you've got to record that later today. So you're live from Canberra at the moment. What's going on with your little tour?
Well, look, there's a big gang of people. We've got all sorts of staff and everything involved in this. But the rules are when you're on tour, toilet etiquette. I know no one likes to talk about it, but it has to be discussed. All right, the toilet etiquette.
Not through the toilet door, though. That would be my rule, I reckon.
Right. Okay, please discuss it with us. Go.
All right, the toilet etiquette is when you're on tour, you can do number ones, that is fine. All right, number twos, All right. You just don't do them. All right. If you need a number two, you've got to leave the building, go somewhere else, because we're always in little confined spaces, backstage, the green room, dressing room. You could have 10, 15 people all in that area sharing one toilet.
Yeah, right. Maybe it's two. Not pretty. And it's not no, pretty, it's, is it?
Well, we've all got to look at each other after something's happened in there, after there's been, you know, a crime scene created there.
Well, because green rooms aren't known for their ventilation either. No. They're kind of like in the bottom, in the basement or up in some dodgy little attic.
They're bunkers. They're normally bunkers. They're like in wartime, these are the places that people used to hide out. Now they throw the band down there. They just go, okay, you guys will be fine. You can rock out there.
You don't need oxygen.
No, as it turns out, an oxygen supply was required yesterday because during the rehearsals, someone broke toilet etiquette.
Oh, yeah.
Someone, all right, we had all been rehearsing.
Yeah.
And we'd all been doing our thing. And everybody made a mad dash back downstairs to the bunker. Because obviously, you know, when you've been rehearsing for a while, well, things build up. You need to go. And someone broke etiquette. And there was a lot of people, you know, red-faced, blue-faced, white-faced.
Green-faced.
Pale-faced.
So who did it? Who broke toilet etiquette?
Well, I mean, after a thorough investigation and we got Inspector Clouseau on the case, it was me. Look, it had been a long day.
Damien, how dare you? I'm glad you're coming live from Canberra today and you're not in this studio with us.
It was a disgrace. Shame on me. But, hey, I had no choice. I didn't have time to leave the building and go to another building. Things had to happen. And, yeah. Now, I mean, am I proud of myself? No, I'm not.
I was actually waiting for him to say, yes, I am. Cleared the building.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I've got a birthday end of January. Right. So, and the thing that I find is usually because of Christmas and everything like that and New Year's, it gets left behind. It's like an afterthought.
Yeah.
So I thought this year I'd get in early and I was putting in my request to Mama Jude and my hubby Milka of what I'd like for my birthday.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I know.
Gee. Wow. Forget Christmas. It's all about me in January.
That's right. It's my month. But I recalled my childhood because I sent Mama Jude something. She's like, "Well, that's a bit expensive." I'm like, "Well, look, I'm making up for years of, you know, not so good presents growing up."
Gee.
Well, okay, no, look, we didn't have much money growing up. Both my parents studied and worked. And we had three kids, and it was the 80s. What I think interest rates were like 15%, and we used to at our household like you had the shopping centre called Jules. Remember? Does anyone remember Jules?
No.
Or Damien, you weren't even here. It's like the no-name store where you could go and get like all food really cheap. And there was a Jules in Kiama, and that's where we used to do our shopping.
Right.
And you would get no-name everything. And our breakfast cereal staple was like toast or Weet-Bix. That's it. No-name Weet-Bix, no-name bread. That's all you're getting. But every year on your birthday, you could choose a box of cereal, whatever you wanted.
Oh, whatever, my God.
You went all out.
Oh, I used to get Fruit Loops every year. My brother used to get Cocoa Pops every year, and my other brother used to get, I think they were called like Honey Jumbles or something like that. And you would literally be like, for weeks until your birthday, just so excited about getting a packet of Fruit Loops. Like, I'm that excited. Nowadays, kids just get whatever they want.
Yeah.
It is right. They get whatever they want. Fruit Loops. Everyone went for Cocoa Pops. I can't believe you went for Fruit Loops.
Man.
Gee.
I think Jade was hedging her bets there because she knew her brother would go Cocoa Pops. So she goes, well, I've got to get some sort of variety from the blend.
No, we didn't share. That was your box of cereal. That was your birthday box. I'm not sharing my Fruit Loops with anyone, my friend.
It's like Lord of the Flies in Jamboree.
And you'd sit there and on your birthday with your massive bowl of Fruit Loops. It was like the salad bowl. And you'd just sit there looking at your brothers going, oh, look whose birthday it is. I've got Fruit Loops. But you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, man, I didn't realise at the time, but like our childhood was pretty deprived in that respect. You could only choose a special cereal one day a year and it was on your birthday.
Hang on, let me pull out the world's smallest violin. You had some bland breakfast cereal.
But at least I had breakfast. I know. Hey, first world problems.
Try growing up out in the country where I was. We had two TV channels until I was 14 years of age. We had Channel 9 and the ABC, and that was it.
See, and the ABC you didn't even want to watch when you were like your age growing up. It was just huge.
Exactly.
Are you guys listening to yourself? All right, I lived in Libya in the Sahara Desert. Our toys were sand. That's what we had to play with day in and day out. Sand castles.
His breakfast cereal was sand too.
Everything was sand. There was no lollies. There was nothing. Oh. We had no radio, no TV.
Just the world's biggest sand pit.
A massive sand pit. That was it.
I mean, you should be grateful for that, really. Endless supply of sand.
Yeah, little did I know in years to come it would be such a popular thing.
Such a deprived childhood that we've all had. Let's open the whinge box for people.
Okay.
4275-1965. If you have a look back at your childhood now, because let's face it, kids of this generation won't even understand that. And I think it's no matter what generation you're in, you're going to think that of the next generation. Our kids have got access to all sorts of different cereals, internet, millions of TV stations.
People are getting iPads when they turn two.
There's even kids out there
when they're like 5 years of age.
Yeah, that's right. We heard that earlier.
There's even kids out there that have mud to play with, believe it or not. Not just sand like Damo had back in his day.
Oh, my God. Let's hear. What did you miss out on your childhood? Was it something big like you didn't have TV or electricity like Damo out in the middle of the desert? Mm-hmm. Or was it as simple as you did not have Fruit Loops in the cupboard all year round?
You poor thing. Oh, how did you survive your youth? I don't know.
I said to Mama Jude, therapy.
Deprived childhoods, we want to hear about them. It's a special occasion, really. Wheeling out all the stops for the breakfast.
Yeah. Well, you only had 2 V channels growing up in Hay.
Yeah, Channel 9 and the ABC. I was so glad when we got the SBS when I was 14 years of age.
And I think you guys are a pack of wusses. My goodness me. You know, really and truly, I lived in the desert.
No TV.
In the Sahara.
No toys.
No Fruit Loops.
We didn't even know what they were.
The lovely Judy's called through from Albion Park. Tell us, Jude, what did you miss out on as a kid?
I missed out on learning to ride a push bike.
You never learned how to ride a bike?
What?
Never. And I still don't know how to ride one. I've taught my kids, but I can't ride.
So how did you teach them then if you don't know how to ride yourself?
I'm just clever. See, we weren't allowed past our front gate as kids. And so my parents said there was no point in having a push bike if we couldn't ride it out in the street. And because our street was so busy, it was a quite 98-metre long street with no cars, just 3 houses, so it was too dangerous.
Oh, my God. Wow, okay. That in and of itself is a deprived childhood, isn't it? Not being able to leave your front yard.
All right, Safa, what about you? What did you miss out on as a child?
It was my 15th birthday party.
Yeah.
I decided to have a race with the boys in my street before my birthday party on my push bike, and I went down the steepest hill in my parents' street and I tripped over a huge rock.
Oh, no.
So I ended up with concussion, a broken nose, a broken wrist.
Oh, my gosh.
Gee.
Yeah, missed out on my birthday party. Don't have much of a recollection of what happened before the accident. That was my first ever birthday party where I could invite all my friends.
Oh, no, you missed out on your first co-ed coming-of-age birthday party.
This is a terrible story.
Oh, I know.
Poor Safa, I mean, what you really need to do is you need to have a 15th birthday party. You need to just do it anyway, all right? Even if it's years later.
That sounds good.
Okay, that's it. We're going to give you a 15th birthday party.
You need fairy floss. You need all that sort of stuff.
And we've also given Judy's parents validation as to why they never taught her to ride a bike.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.